in talking about black people, you've used the terms black and nigger, and what other kinds of terms would you use?
But you see, there's a great social thing in the black people.
Okay.
They're those millionaires,
mm-hmm.
Negroes.
Mm-hmm.
Then there are good business people, black.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's something that's comparable to poor white trash, they're niggas.
Uh-huh. And that's how you would make the distinction.
That's the way I would do it, yes.
In the old days, did they use, how did they use colored?
Colored, black.
Okay. They would never say black in the old days.
Oh, no, colored.
Yeah.
And behind the hand, they call them nigs, not niggers, uh-huh. but nigs.
I see.
Yes. But, always colored. I don't think I ever heard a black person in my life until the last few years.
Uh-huh.
We would be afraid to call them black, wouldn't we?
Uh-huh.
When we'd always call them colored.
Yeah. What about... the pronunciation nigra, was that common?
No. Negro.
Negro, that's sort of a northern pronunciation, isn't it?
Yes, it is, but you can't, if you're going to say nigra, you're going to run into nigger.
Mm-hmm. And they
and
don't like that.
And then you're in trouble.
Yeah.
Real trouble, even when we were children.
I see. You know, so you would, in the city here at any rate...
We never said niggers that loud.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Okay. Let me see. What about you or I? We would be called then.
White.
Right. Okay. Are there any other names? Now, you mentioned poor white trash.
There's common people, poor white trash people. There's educated and there's not educated. Thieves and liars and there's a lot of names for white people.
What about country people?
Just country people.
Cracker?
That word keeps coming up. Crackers. Of course. Cracker. You see, it's been used in so many different ways. The cracker party when I was young would be like the Democratic Party.
Mm-hmm.
It ruled Augusta for years.
Mm-hmm.
They were honorable people. They came out of Harrisburg. If they stole anything, they'd steal $5 or $10.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's got to be $5,000 or $10,000.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no more crack party.
Yeah.
Now, when Oglethorpe came over with the crackers, they were supposed to be debtors. But I declare, through the years, I don't know what history has done to it, but when Georgia was settled, it was settled by Georgia crackers.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And we just go with it. It doesn't bother us at all.
What about redneck for country people?
Well, yes, but that's an unpleasant group of country people. They're almost like bootleggers and that kind of stuff.
Okay.
And it's not a general term that I know of,
mm-hmm. Okay.
Rednecks. Because rednecks belong to a group of people, is my understanding. Bad army people would be rednecks.
I see.
Deserters
would be
a redneck.
Okay. Let me see. And then what about somebody of a mixed, a child from a mixed
family
where it was part black and part white?
What about it?
What would you